Hospitals across Kentucky are experiencing a dramatic decline in revenues as elective procedures are canceled to focus on treating COVID-19 patients. Lake Cumberland Regional Hospital is one of the healthcare organizations temporarily trimming its staff to deal with the financial challenge. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Rhonda Miller. Lake Cumberland Regional Hospital is putting 17% of its staff on temporary leave, with 25% salary and continuing benefits for those employees. The hospital in Somerset said that receiving partial pay will not impact the employees' eligibility to apply for state unemployment benefits or federal benefits from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Lake Cumberland Regional Hospital is among many in the state facing troubling choices during the pandemic. The Kentucky Hospital Association's Vice President for Financial Policy, Carl Hurdy, says stopping elective surgeries will likely have a devastating effect.
In working with our hospitals, we ran a calculation of the expected impact. Collectively, our hospitals in Kentucky are expected to lose $1.3 billion over this 8-week period.
Hurdy says having to cut staff to meet the financial challenge is especially difficult as hospitals at the same time have to prepare to meet a surge of COVID-19 patients. I'm Rhonda Miller in Bowling Green.